I got an email yesterday from Dr. Mark van der Velde, chairman of the Clinical Hospital Committee at Cape Town Medic Clinic, of the Clinical Hospital Committee in Cape Town and working at the Medic Clinic. And Mark, I was very impressed by the call to action to your fellow medical professionals. Share that with our listeners, please.
Hi, John. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Your bottom line is there's going to be a lot of doctors in the private capacity without work. We are jobless. We've stopped elective surgery, while some of us will continue to do emergency surgery, this is simply a plea to all, not only doctors, to nurses, to physios, to OTs, anybody out there who can help. We're sitting in the quiet of a storm right now, and now's the time to think about how you can help, because you have time and you can work outside your field. I mean, if I look at surgeons, we've all in our training we did something called the surgical intermediates. It's an examination. We have to spend 3 months in an ICU there. That's all surgeons across the board. You know, we can do ICU time. The anesthetists, they've already stepped up to the plate and showed their willingness to help out when the A&E people get sick. And our A&E people are going to get sick. It's just a matter of time.
It is just a matter of time, and we want to get the intervention in before we get to the situation which is most pressing and depressing in Italy and Spain.
Absolutely. You know, if we think we're not going that way, I think it'll be something very, very surprising that prevents us going that way. This lockdown is fantastic. Make no mistake, it's the right thing now. It should have happened. Before the first case got here. That would have worked. And the results of the lockdown, we must remember, we're not going to see the numbers start dropping now. We'll only see the numbers start dropping or that curve start flattening in about 2 weeks from now, because that's the incubation period of the virus. So don't expect that, it's not working by non-transmission. And to all those people out there who think, I'm fine, I'm in my 20s, I'm just going to go quickly see my friend, she's fine, she's in her 20s. Just remember that one transmission exponentially down the line may cause 10, 20, 30 deaths. So bear that in mind before you go and visit your friend.
Yeah, Mark, I like to tell the story of the Fusco. I mean, I don't like to tell the story, but I think it's an instructive story of the Fusco family in New Jersey that had a family dinner. Mrs. Fusco is dead. Three of her adult children are dead, and 6 other family members are in ICU in a New Jersey hospital. So, you know, and who wants to be the person that takes a virus into a family gathering like that?
No, absolutely, John. So let's also spare a thought for our tellers at the supermarkets. It struck me as we went to the supermarket the other day that there are these older tellers who are very, very unfit, clearly diabetics and hypertensive. And they are seeing a different person every 2 minutes for an entire working day. They're really on the front line, not us doctors. And the nurses and the cleaners at the hospitals, they're really on the front line here. So I just want everyone to spare a thought for them in anything you do.
Mark, I know that you've sent out a communication to the medical fraternity, but just in case somebody is listening, I'm not entirely sure that they would be, because they're probably being medical people at the moment. But just in case, how would folk get hold of who would they get hold of in order to volunteer their services in the way that you're calling on your medical colleagues to volunteer?
Well, I've got an office emergency cell number. If anybody wants to WhatsApp me on that, I can read it out, or I can give it to your producer.
Yeah, I think give it to my producer. She'll write it down. If anybody contacts us, we'll pass it on.
Yeah, otherwise there's Chantel Lamont is our doctor relationship manager at Cape Town Mediclinic, and she's agreed to take volunteers and just start a database at this point, because at some point we're going to be calling on you. You know, realistically, if this thing goes the way Italy's gone, we're going to be talking about setting up tents and field hospitals, and there's going to be so much for people to do. You know, we've as private medicine, we've fought business and government, and we've lost. We're despondent and battle weary in this country in private medicine. But I think let's show that we're not done. Let's show that they can't take away that one thing from us, which is our right to treat the sick and hold the hand of the dying. Let's take back the profession. It's our time to shine now.
Very powerful. Thank you. Dr. Mark van der Velde, Chairman of the Clinical Hospital Committee at Cape Town MediClinic.